Toronto. Five things to watch for in the Canadian business world in the coming week. Telecom conference. The Canadian Telecom Summit begins on Monday in Toronto. The three-day meeting brings together leading executives from across the industry to discuss collaboration and digital innovation. Corporate earnings. Financial results from some of the biggest names in corporate Canada are expected to come at a fast and furious pace this week. Brookfield Asset Management Limited reports its financial results on Monday. Indigo Books and Music Inc. and Intact Financial Corp. will report on Tuesday, while TC Energy Corp., Great West Leafco Inc., WSP Global Inc. and Suncor Energy Inc. will report Wednesday. Rogers Communications Inc., Canadian Tire Corp. Limited, Cineplex Inc., Aurora Cannabis Inc. and Canopy Growth Corp. report on Thursday. Harrow DevTech Inc. reports on Friday. Trade Numbers Statistics Canada will release international merchandise trade figures for September on Tuesday. Canada's merchandise trade balance shifted to a surplus of $718 million in August compared with a revised deficit of $437 million in July. Bank of Canada. The Bank of Canada will release on Wednesday its summary of monetary policy deliberations by its governing council for its recent decision to keep its key interest rate on hold at 5%. Senior Deputy Governor Carolyn Rogers is scheduled to give a speech in Vancouver on Thursday on financial stability in an era of higher interest rates. Tech Conference. The Tech Horizons Executive Forum Conference will be held in Toronto on Wednesday. Attendees of one-day meeting will hear from a wide range of speakers including OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, RBC President and CEO Dave McKay and Microsoft Canada Chief Technology Officer John Weigelt. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 5, 2023. Companies in this story: TSX, BAM, TSX, IDG, TSX, IFC, TSX, TRP, TSX, GWO, TSX, WSP, TSX, SU, TSX, RCI, B, TSX, CTC, A, TSX, CGX, TSX, ACB, TSX, WEED, TSX, HRX, The Canadian Press.